Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur, talking about Chesed, Avraham Avinu, Emuna. The meaning of Emuna is to be samuch uvatuach. That's the Pelush of the word Emuna. Like we find somebody who gives something to is called a Ne'eman, because the person who's mafkid by him, the person who gives it to him, relies on him, and therefore he's called a Ne'eman. That's what Emunah is. You can trust the person, or Hashem. A lot of times we see in the Gemara, Himnei b'shvua. He had Emunah, he relied on him because of his Shvua. Because Shvua, he relied on him b'shvua. Now we can understand the Mishnah and Avos. Memches kinyanei Torah. One of the kinyanim is Emunas Chachamim. How is Emunas Chachamim a kinyan Torah? The Mishnah is coming to tell us that a Talmud shouldn't believe that his Rebbe is lying. That his Rebbe is making a mistake. That's what it means, Emunas Chachamim. Based on what we explained, what the Mishnah means is that in order to be zeichet to a kinyan Torah, the Talmud has to be samech on his Rebbe. He has to be makabel from his Rebbe what this maya sugya. Like the Talmud of Baruch Ber, they asked him if he believes all everything Rabbi Baruch Ber used to say. Birchas Shmuel, you can imagine how deep his shiurim were. Talmud Muvuk of Reb Chaim. He said, "No, I don't really understand everything the Rebbe says in the shiur. But one thing I know is that where the Rebbe is dancing, that's where the chasen is." In other words, I know that where the Rebbe talks, that's the issue, wherever it is in Rashi and Tosfos. Whatever Nakuda he's omed on, that's the heart of the sugya. So Talmud has to rely on his Rebbe. Like Hillel said to the Ger, Alai Didi, Lava Alai Didi Kasamach. Didn't you rely on me? To be makabel, what's the sugya and how to approach it? What's the correct Erech HaLimud? Akachu Inyan Amunis Chachomim. Adas she'adas teira yakrivas. Maya chashiva nechona. Maya gisha l'chol davar v'davar. What's the correct way of thinking about this? What's the correct approach? Chiyotze b'zeh. We find lashon ne'eman adayin. Mishnah Rosh Hashanah daf chof hei amud beis. Ro'u shloisha v'hein beis din yam b'shnayim. She'en ha'yochid ne'eman al yedei atzmai. And the Gemara of the Sanhedrin, Chof Dalet Amud Aleph, Ne'eman alai Abba. So you talk about the Dayan being a Ne'eman. What's the Ne'emanus of the Dayan? He's not coming to be made. Not that you can believe him. What do you have to believe him for? Pshat is that we rely on him. We're Seimech Olav Bedina, that he knows what he's talking about. That he's going to give the right din, that we can trust him. That's what Emunah is. Emunah is you can rely the person, or an Hashem. V'elu en divrei Rashi v'yavomis v'daf peches amud alif shehevi mokol la'haydina sheid echad nemon b'yisurim v'avadai pshita lan nesamchina alay v'ilav hachi en lecha adam oichu mishal chaveroi v'en lecha adam samich al b'nei beisai v'zeo k'mo shenizboir sh'inyan en emanasu sh'sayim chen olav v'edusai. Rashi says, what's the thing? Where do you get that Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim? Where do you get that when it comes to Yisurim, you can rely on one aid? So Rashi explains that if you can't rely on one aid when it comes to Isser V'Hetzer, so how are you ever going to be able to eat at your friend's house? How can you eat at your friend's house? Because you can't rely on it, it's not kosher. You can't can't rely on them, you can't eat there. You can't rely on your wife. If you don't say Erecha Neman B'Yisurin, and when your wife tells you that something is kosher, you say, no, you don't have to worry about it. I checked the rice. And I can't eat it? No, don't worry about it. I didn't mix milk and meat. How can you believe her? So therefore, it must be that Erecha Neman B'Yisurin. Now we can say that that's the limud that Avraham Avinu was malami to the Orchim. This whole inyan of emuna, that's the emuna ve'erecha ne'eman b'yisurin, that you can rely on your wife, that you can rely on a person when you're eating at their house for Shabbos, you can rely on them. That's the inyan of ne'amonos. There's reliability here. And that too is the limud that Avraham Avinu taught the Orchim. Kisvurim atem shemishali achaltem, mishalake oilam achaltem. But you thought until now that you went into my house and you were bisamech al shulchani. You thought that you were relying on my shulchan, that you were eating from me. The reality is that you weren't eating from me at all. You were eating from Misha Amar v'hoya ha'oilam. Eating from the Rabbanu shel Olam. The Yisod of the Saba Mikeln, Chachmo Musar, Maimer Mem Gimel, with Beis Kel Midas, Amad Shin Chof Hei, that a person has to be a Bar Samcha when it comes to Ruchnius. And that's the Maila about Avraham Avinu, Matzosas, Levovoi Neman Lefonecha. That he's faithful, you can rely on him. Avraham Avinu was faithful. He could be relied on. And that's what Avraham Avinu was telling the Orchim. You think you're relying on my table, you're relying on Hashem's table. It's not me at all. This we can understand the Gemara called Oimen Amen B'chol Koichoi Poiskun L'Shalei Gan Eden. Person answers Amen with all of his kochos. We open up from the gates of the Garden of Eden. Shneimar Pischu She'arim V'yavoi Goit Tzadik Shoymer Emunim. Atikli Shoymer Emunim. Ela She'omrim Amen. You answer Amen with all of your koach. The gates of Gan Eden are opened up to you. All the gates of Gan Eden are opened up to you. As it says, open the gates. And a goy tzaddik will come, a righteous nation will come. Shoymer emunim, who is faithful, who guards faithfulness. So don't read shoymer emunim, read shoymerim amen. That's the kolayna amen b'chol koychoy. Shoymer emunim, shoymerim amen. So all the gates of the Garden of Eden are opened up. Shereyoyna amen yesh boi kabolas dvorim. When a person answers amen, he's accepting what was said, as we see in Shavuos. Amid Vav, Amid Aleph, I believe. So, in this Amen, is a person is mamid as himself, as a Soymech on the Nema. When a person says Amen, he's Shoymech Lemunim. He's keeping the faith, meaning he says, I trust you. He's Soymech on the Nema. He's in God's world. The person realizes that he's in God's world and he's relying on Hashem. So poischem le'sharei Gan Eden. So Yitavka is Zoche to the best place, to the Gan Eden, where there's the most Shrina, the most Hashem, Kibiyach. Murder says, my Omen, Kel Melech Neeman. Rashi says, Kach Meid Al Boi Reishu, Kel Melech Neeman. He's made on his Creator, he's testifying about his Creator, that he's Neeman, you can rely on him. That's what the Ramban says to explain the Tviya and Sarah. That when the Malachim came, she should have said, Amen. What was she laughing for? She should have said, Amen. And they said she's going to have a child. They looked like people. Look at Ramban. Ki ha-malachim eila nirim kanoshim bo al Avram, v'sora shemas v'lo yoda ki malachi elyon he. V'kadosh baruch hu ha-shem ha-yis al Avram, lo ha-ya dobo nimna v'ineo. V'roi lo shetamin o shetomer omen ken ya'aseh Hashem. So they looked like people. Sora hears this, so she doesn't know they're angels. So Hashem told Avram Avinu. He said, what's going on? She should have believed. Or she should have at least said, Amen, Ken Yasa Hashem. But we're not living in this limited world. We're living in a world of Hashem. Above nature, there is a supernatural force in this world called the Ron Shalom. So it's not mufka that a woman should give birth at the age of 90. That's what Emunah is, to recognize that you're in the Olam of Hashem, Olam HaChesed. And you're Samach al Shulchan HaShem Mokai. It says in the Medrash, in the Pasuk, Eilu toldoi se shamayim v'oretz bihibaram. B'schusei shal Avram. The whole world is bihibaram, is b'loisei is b'Avraham. Writes the Michtav Meliyahu, since the world was built for chesed, Eilu chesed yibaneh. That's b'schusei shal Avram. It was a merkava for the midah of chesed. In Sifrei Chasidim, is a perush. Al pi shamru chazal shakadosh baruch hu baris ha'olam kdei shakiru bo. What does it mean b'hibaram? The Meliyahu says the world was created for chesed, and that's Avram Avinu is the merkava for midas ha'chesed. Another perush is that Hashem created the world for Avram because He created the world that we should recognize Him, and Avram Avinu was the one who recognized Hashem. And as we spoke about in the previous shiurim, that chesed and emunah go together. That the inyan of emunah is to be recognized that the person's in a world of chesed. So both perushim are true. Eilu toldos shamayim v'aretz bihibaram, v'zchus Avram, whose midah was chesed, and the chesed is that we live in a world of chesed. The emunah that we live in a world of chesed, that Hashem created the world to do chesed for us, He made space for us. Like you do in your Machin Sarchim. Avraham Avinu was Megala, this chesed is coming from Hashem, there's a world of chesed. Eilu told us the Shemayim Ba'aretz Bihibaram. The Avram, the story of the heaven and the earth is that it's Omer al Chesed Hashem. And Avraham Avinu was one of the Mefarsim. That's Avram Avinu's midah, chesed. To be megala that Hashem has created a world of chesed. According to what we're saying, we can understand the Maimer of Chazal. Yaday l'achnas asorichim yosem mekabolas p'nei ha-shechina. Learn from the achnas asorichim of Avram Avinu. That this mile of kabolas p'nei ha-shechina means to be nana miziv ha-shechina. And that's the schar ha-tzofon ha-tzadikim lasid lovah. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, come before B'divrei HaRamban, in the Pasuk, Vayirai Lav Hashem. V'zeh gilu yashchina eilav the maila v'kovod lo. V'en gilu yashchina kan l'tzavis lo mitzvah l'dibur kval ala gmul ha-mitzvah nasis kval. V'odiyah ki rotze elokim es ma'asav. Dr. Ramban, what does it mean Hashem appeared to him? Just for kovod. Not to tell him a mitzvah, not to speak to him. Just... he already did a mitzvah, and Hashem is now giving him reward, so that Hashem is pleased. Kibiyachol. So Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina is an Indian of Kabbalah's Schar. ראינו התפיסה של הכבוד והמילה שזוכה במקיים המצווה. עכשיו יתבהר מה שזוכה אדם למעלה זו על ידי הכנסת סורכן. Why you zeichet the Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina when you're machin Sarchin? Shalei ma'amida v'koybas ma'ilas ha'adam Shino roi v'oi meid l'kabbalah s'char Kabbalah's ha'chesed Zoi gam ken ma'ilas Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina What are you doing when you're machin sarachim? You're showing the person that he is fitting for this chesed, to receive this chesed. You're rewarding him, so to speak. And that's the ma'il of Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. That's why they come together, the Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina and the Hechnasas Sarachim. It's the same idea. The Hechnasas Sarachim is to show the person he's worthy of schar, and that's what Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina is, to show the person you're worthy of schar. You're worthy of chesed. In the summer of 1976, two Bachrim went on an off day, on a vacation day, to a certain place. And the guard saw them, and he thought that they're terrorists, thieves, and he started shooting. And one of the Bachrim, Rachmana Litzlan, was killed, and his friend was saved. And the one who was saved was told by a lot of people that the fact that he remained alive is mechayivim. So he went, and he asked, what's the chiyuv? What do I have to do? There's a chiyuv that's mechayiv me, I'm told. What is it? So Agoyin Reb Moshe Zatzal said, there's only one mechayiv. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he wants something from us. Kol Hashar Zeh Ra'ayot. That's exactly what we've been saying. A person has to know that he's in a world of chesed, he's in a world of amunah of chesed, that Hashem created, to believe that Hashem created this world in order to give us chesed. And our job, our vote is to be a kli kibbul for this chesed. We are guests in Hashem's world. And we have to make ourselves kli receptacles to receive Hashem's chesed. And that's the mechayev, that a person has to know that God created the world with chesed, and he wants us to be mekabel this chesed. And everything else is just proofs for this, that Hashem created the world for chesed. Everything we see, everything we do, is just proofs of chesed. Torah and mitzvahs, and what we see around us. But the Yesod HaDvarim is that Hashem created the world to do chesed for us, and that we should receive this chesed. And that's what Avraham Avinu taught the world. It's one mechayev, Olam Chesed Yibone. The world was created for chesed. Echad Haya Avraham. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram, first words he says to him, Relech Lecha, Rashi Lanoscha L'Tovoscha. So that's really the Yesod HaDvarim. We're in this world to be Mekabel Chesed Hashem. Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, explains the Yishtalshelus of Avodah Zarah in this world. Avodah Zarah came to the world. originally Bimei Enosh. They weren't Kaifer Rebore Olam, Rebore Olam. Little by little, they ascribe powers to the stars and the sun and the heavens. And they said, listen, if God created them, we should praise them. And then they forgot, and they started giving them independent power, not from power of Hashem. And that's how the Olam Holech Mizgalgel Ad Shenor L'Ramud Shalav Olam V'Avraham Avinu Kevin Shenigma L'Eison Ze Hitzchel L'Shoytei P'daitoi Ad Shehissig Derech HaEmes V'Heven Kavat Sedek Mitvunoso Anuchayna V'Yed Yoda Sheyesham Eloi Ka'echod V'Umanik HaGalgal V'Ubora HaKol V'Ein B'Chol HaNimtze Eloi Ka'echutz Mimenu. So the world was just rolling around like that until the pillar of the world was born, Avraham Avinu. And when he was weaned, this powerful spirit, he started thinking till he was masig the derech emes, the true way, the haven kadzat tzedek, and he understood the line of righteousness from his tevuna nechayna, and he knows there's only one God, and he runs the show, and there's no other God other than him, and he knows that the whole world is making a mistake. They thought that the power, the stars have power, other tzuros, and they lost the truth. He started answering them. And he starts debating them, telling them it's not derech ha'emes, breaking the tzlamim. And he told them that you should only be serving Hashem, Elokei Olam. You should only be bowing down to Him. So he became so strong with his rayas, the king wanted to kill him. And then a miracle happened, he went to Charon. And then he started recalling out, So he was gathering people from city to city, from kingdom to kingdom, and he finally came to Eretz Canaan, and he called out in the name of Hashem, V'yikra Hashem B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. We have to understand, again, why the Rambam had to say, Nasa L'Neis V'Yotza L'Cholam. The Rambam is telling us how Avraham Avinu was Mefarsim Li'Amuna. Why is it important to know that he had a miracle happen to him? And he went to Charan. So the Rambam says, Ad Shigia L'Eretz Canaan, Mashma, that it's all one Halicha, Ima Yitzia L'Cholam. Doesn't say a word about Lech Lecha. Ba'etzim Divrei HaRambam Shekach Meforish B'Seder HaMikros. It says Avraham Avinu left her accustomed to go to Eretz Canaan. And when he came to Charan, he dwelled in Charan. And then there God appeared to him and told him to go to Eretz Canaan. But it doesn't say in the Pesukim what happened in Rokastim. It doesn't say what happened in Charan either. So the Ramban in Sof Parashas Noach is Mevar Seder al Marois. Shemakom Eshav Eshal Torah Terach Haya B'Charan. Hashem Nodu Lo Bono V'Avram B'Nachor. Lach Hazman Halach Lai Terach Im Avram B'Nodu Or Kazdim. Terach was in Charan. That's where Avram and Nachor were born. And then Terach went with Avram his son to Or Kazdim. And there they had the whole Maisa with Or Kazdim. Avram Avinu was arguing with the masses. He was serving the son. King put him in jail. Avram fought back. The king was afraid Avram's going to mess everything up. Threw him in the Kibshan Aish. So he's in jail in the Kibshan Aish. A miracle was done. He was saved. And he went to Eretz Canaan. He comes to Charan. That was Makom Mishpachto by voice of Me'olam. And he dwelled there. Yamim Ravim. And there Avram Avinu was told to go to Eretz Canaan. So now we can explain the Rambam b'pshutan. And the Yesod of the Perush of the Ramban is from the Rambam in the Moira, Gimuchov Tes, like the Ramban brings with Chilas Dvorov. Nasa loy neis v'yotze l'chora. She'achar she'katav v'tchilat v'rav, she'avram avinu oya mushko, bu'urkastim bein oivdei kluchovim ha'tipshim, ro'ovi v'vim oivu chol o'am oivdei kluchovim. So first he writes that Avram Avinu was mushka bu'urkastim. He was submerged in Urkastim among the Ovdei Kolchovim, Atipshim, those foolish idolaters. His father, his mother, everyone is serving idols. In other words, he left Urkastim because that's the place of the Ovdei Kolchovim, Atipshim. And he comes to Choron, which is the place of his family. Mishpachas Avoisa of Shem Ve'evil. And the Rambam writes about Tzur Eilomim, Lo Haya, Shum Adim Shem Akira Bula Yodei Al Yechidim Boilem Kon Kachanach U'Mesushalach, Noyach Shem Ve'evil. So he went to Choron, which was the place of his family and the family of his avos. Shem and Aver, and they were the ones who were Makir the Boile. So that's the Shtedr Shtalshlus of Avram Avinu. Nasa Nales Yatzel Chora. First, Avram Avinu was in Rakazdim. Then he had the miracle. He was saved from the Kivshanesh in Chora. In Rakazdim, so he went to Chora. Why did the Rambam explain to us, and Choron is again the place of his family, why did the Rambam explain to us, Bikei Shemelech Lohargo V'Nasa Leines? He should have said, Bikei Shemelech Lohargo V'Yotza Mior Kastim. The Ramban says, he didn't want to stay with the Tipshim. He wanted to go to Choron, Shem Be'ever, Shem actually was in Yerushalayim, like it said, like Melech Shalim, Shem, but to go to the place of his family, and not to be among those tipshim of Urkazdim. Go instead to the place where his family came from when there was some akar of the Borei Olam by Hashem Ve'ever. The Rambam writes that nobody knew God except for Yechidim like Chanoch and Mesushalach, Noach and Shem. So what's the nafkamina that an ace was done? The Rambam's telling us Seder Amayrois. Gam yesh ledaktik b'divrei Rambam. Shekoydim sheyotze Avram Yor Kazdim. The Amram writes he was misvakech imam im lamed oisam. Shein roi lavet el loy kai oilam. Veloy roi lishtachavos. Ne shegam heim eaminu mei kora b'vorei oilam. He said, no, you should really believe in God. You should bow down to him because originally they believed in God. So he was telling him, You're mixing up the messenger with the sender. Kadosh Baruch was the sender. Everyone else, all the heavenly hosts are messengers. But after he left the Urkazdim and he gets to Choron, he was malami l'chol oilam odilam shiyeshem eloi ke'echa l'chol oilam v'loi roi lavi. Earlier on, the Rambam writes she'ein roi lavi elo l'loi ke'oilam, only God, because you know that there's a God, but you're serving a lot of other things. No, you should serve only God. And here the Rambam writes positive lashon: Sheishem elo kayecha b'chol olam v'ro roi lavod. Not ein roi lavod elohu, like the Rambam writes earlier, that he's the only one. That you shouldn't serve anybody but him. That's what the Rambam writes earlier about Urkastim. And here in Choron, the Rambam writes that the Rambam writes that Avram is telling everyone that there's one God and you should serve him, the Lashon Chiyuvi. So why earlier is the Lashon, you shouldn't serve anything else but God? And here the Lashon is that you should serve God. We're first quoting this Vasemes, the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha. It explains Chazal that the Tzivui of Lech Lecha was said to the ganze Welt. And Avram Avinu was the only one who heard it. And he was makabel this tzibui. Avram Avinu heard the Lech Lecha. And he accepted the Lech Lecha. He was makabel this tzibui of Lech Lecha. But everybody, it was said to everybody. Just by Avram Avinu, he was the only one that registered by him. With this, he answers the kasha of the Ramban. Why doesn't the pasuk tell us why Hashem told him to leave his land? Why Dafka Avram? So this Vasema says that was the Maila. Hashem really spoke to everybody. And Avram's Maila was that he's the one who heard. So the pasuk is telling us his Maila. Why Hashem chose Dafka Avram? Because he was the one who heard. So therefore, that's why he was the one. No one else. Nira Mokalas and Mediva Rambana now. Shabemis Avram, Nisoyr, Me'atzma, Lechasatzik, and Avram himself wanted to go to Canaan. And on his way to Canaan, he stopped off in Choran. And then Hashem said, no, finish off, go back, go to Canaan. Because even what he thought originally, to leave Ur Kasim and eventually get to Canaan, is because he understood, he was listening to the voice of God, and that God wants him. Now tell us, Avraham Avinu learned Torah before it was given, and his kidneys taught him the Torah. He heard the call of Hashem within him to go to Canaan, even before. He stopped on the way, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes again and says, Lech Lecha, and that's what the Pasuk tells us. But on some level he understood originally that Hashem also wants him to go to Canaan. That's Hashem's Ratzon also from the get-go. And that's what the Rambam is saying, Nasa Leines V'yatza L'chora. Because it's well known what the Ramban says at the end of Parashas Bo. The Indian of a Nes is a Gilu and Hagas HaBriya B'Soich HaOilam HaNivra. Oilam HaTeva. It's revealing the Hanhaga of the Briya in the world of, in the created world. In the world of nature. It shows that God is running this world of nature. There's something beyond. It's the union of Nes, to be Megala, that Hashem is controlling nature as well. And that's the Biur in the Rambam, that since the Nes happened to him, he recognized that he's not in a natural world. He's in a world of Chesed. If he's in a world of Chesed, then you have to leave Ur Kasdim. Ur Kasdim believes in nature. He understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in him. Avram saw Bira Delekas, Veit Sel of Bala Bira. God is interested in him. Vishu Shaykh Labriya Bihibaram. Avram. And therefore he can be Mepharsim the Amun and Hashem. He understood from this Nais that we're in a world of Teva, we're in a world beyond Teva. And that God is interested in him, and therefore he went around and right. Be Mepharsim the Amun in the world. So Koloche Abul Kazdim, he taught, She'ein Roy Labud Ela Lelike Oilam. It is not fitting to serve only God. It's the only one you should be serving, Hashem, God of the world. Because they weren't Kaifer originally in the Eloike Oilam. They just thought that Hashem wants us to serve His Shamashim as well. They're running the world with Derech HaTeva. Comes Avraham Avinu and says, She'ein Roy Labud Ela Lelike Oilam. It's only fitting to serve the God of the world. You should only serve Hashem, not the Shamashim, excluding the Shamashim. She'ein roi labui. You're not supposed to serve anyone else except for Elokei Olam. That's when he was in Ur Kasdim. But he leaves Ur Kasdim, and God speaks to him, and the Bria speaks to man. So he taught Sheyeshem Elokei Echad L'chol Olam, emphasizing the Yesh. Rambam at the beginning of Sotei HaTorah later, Sheyeshem Matzur Rishon. In other words, that the Metzias Hashem is Mizgal in the world. And Hashem reveals himself to people. So first he was trying to be mafkia them from serving other things. Heavenly hosts, God's messengers. Because originally they believed in one Hashem, and now they went off the derech, so he was trying to bring them back. And then Hashem speaks to him and he says, hey, yesh, Sham Elokei Echad B'chol Olam. Leida Sheyesh Sham Matzui Rishon. That there's a God in the world. That there's a Yesh, there's a Metzias of Hashem in the world. There's a Yeshut in this world. And Hashem speaks to us. Why? Because a Nes happened to him. And the Nes is calling out to him. The Nes is speaking. So we started being Korei B'Kol Godol, telling everyone, yeah, there's a God who speaks to us in different ways. Rambam writes a lashon, Sheyesh Sham Elokei Echad L'Chol Olam. Reminds us of the Mishnah in the end of Uktzin, in Uktzin, Gimel Yud Beis. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchil L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shlosh Me'as V'Asar Olam is 310 worlds. L'Hanchil Ava Yesh. Rambam explains, V'Inyan Amro Yesh, K'lom Ram Metzius HaTumid Yis HaShayim L'Tachlis. This Yesh is eternity. Avraham Avinu was teaching the world that when he says there's a Yesh, that there's eternity in the world. It says in the Mishnah Navas, Talmidim Shel Avraham Avinu, eat in this world and Rachel Olam Haba, L'Hanchil Ava Yesh. Reisvetzei Mamale. And that's the Chesed Hashem, Me'olam Ad Olam, from this world to the next world forever. L'Hanchil Ava Yesh. It starts in this world and ends in the next world for eternity. Shach said at the Knesset Gedola, brothers and sisters, listen, every nation has their own culture. France has their culture, Tarbut Atzalfatit. Greek has Tarbut Yavan. What's the culture of the Jewish people? And he said, our culture is eternity, Nitzchias, Hashem's Netzach. And he gave us the Torah, which is Netzach. So that we should be Netzach, and that's the Rambam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give all of HaYesh HaMuchlot V'Kiyum Atzmi, the eternity. Mitzias that never ends, and that's what he says to Avraham Avinu. And so Avraham Avinu says, "Matitein livanu chiholech hariri." I'm barren, and we're going for nitzchias. That's the yesh. She yesh shem aloi kayechad l'chol olam. That Rambam says, and that's the one mechayev ki amarti olam chesed yibane. That yesh is nitzchias to chesed nitzchi, not just a temporary chesed. Chesed l'netzach. The sweetest friends, that is the some thoughts on the Emunah of Avraham Avinu and what he taught the world. And Mitzvah Hashem, we still have a lot more to say on this, and I'm hoping that we're able to continue. Kahina b'kahina, and we will see more and more nefilos about this, because this is mamish such a sadistic inyanim. But Rambam says, I don't have hana from teaching anything like I have hana from teaching amuna. So that's what we have here. We have amuna and chesed intermeshed. The Avraham Avinu, the Bihi Baran, the whole Tachlis Avriya, and not only chesed now, but chesed of Nitzchias. As the Hashem Oyla Mashir Le Dor Ve Dor Odi Amunascha Befi. Osik in Tehillim Moiradik. So please stay tuned for more Bli Nadir, and thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.